Here's the Marketplace Index for Monday the 19th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 100 points, 0.8%. Market watchers doubt that had much to do with uncertainty surrounding North Korea after the death of its leader. S&P 500 down 14 points, 1.2%. NASDAQ down 32 points, 1.25%. The yield on the government's 10-year treasury is down today to 1.8%. People who build houses for a living are getting a little more confident about the wasteland we once called America's real estate market. The National Association of Home Builders, along with Wells Fargo, does an index that seeks to measure the confidence of builders. The builders are still bummed, but for 3 months in a row now, their pessimism has been easing a bit. It's the first time that the index has gone up 3 months in a row since the Great Recession. Ted Geyer is co-director of economic studies at the Brookings Institution.
Here we are. In 2011, still looking at good news, things are getting less bad. And that's what I think this index says. I don't want to downplay it too much, but you know the index came in at 21, and anything less than 50 suggests that the majority of them are still viewing conditions as poor rather than good. But fewer are considering them poor than they did in the last 3 months, which is good news.
And we're not sitting at the bottom now, right now, you don't think?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's always hard, just like it was hard. It's hard to call the peak. It's hard to precisely call the bottom. But if you look at the overall data of what we're looking at, housing prices are still declining, although at a lower rate. So I wouldn't call a bottom just quite yet, especially based on this one survey.
You know what the housing market needs? It needs low interest rates. Wait a second. We already have low interest rates. Mr. Bernanke over at the Federal Reserve is trying that. It's not enough, though, is it?
No, I don't want to speak to Chairman Bernanke, but there must be, I think, some frustration that the mechanism of lowering interest rates and spurring kind of economic growth through the housing market, those mechanisms are a little bit faulty right now. Part of it is credit conditions now are a little bit tight for some people trying to get loans, which I think is also making things difficult. Yeah, we have historically low mortgage rates, and we have seen some refinance activity as a result of it, but certainly not your typical post-recession boom in housing that you expect when you have such low rates.
Ted Geyer at the Brookings Institution. Regulators based in Basel, Switzerland, have been pushing for banks to keep more capital at the ready as a cushion if the financial system hits the skids again. The goal is to stop a repeat of the 2008 and 2009 bailout extravaganza. Banks in the U.S. have been pushing back hard, but today the Wall Street Journal reports that the banks lost this one. Reportedly, the Federal Reserve will throw its weight behind the stricter policy, and bank stocks fell today. Bank of America shares down 4.1%, and Wells Fargo fell 2.6%. Time for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is up today on news that you were less likely to get your stuff ripped off this year. According to the FBI's Uniform Crime Report, robberies fell 7.7% in the first half of 2011. Violent crimes were down 6.4%. Everything from arson to murder improved. This is the fourth year running the FBI's seen the crime numbers shrink. No reasons given, but it is a counterintuitive sign that crime doesn't necessarily go up when the economy goes down. For more on the crime rate and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, you can go to marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.